All right, this is the final segment of Program 3 of The Bigger Picture. And we're going to wrap up this show today with our guest actually just sharing some thoughts and impressions from this show and the one he's done with us that he would like to emphasize. And I think it's important that he do. And remember this, folks, we're not professional broadcasters, and this isn't what we normally do, but we believe there is a problem. We want to do something. And so we're sitting here behind the radio microphone giving our opinions. I believe mine are pretty well founded. I know Mike's are too. But I hope you'll give them some consideration. Mike, take us out in the 6 or so minutes that we have left in the program.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Woody. Yeah, so it strikes me as, you know, as we sat here talking today, or, you know, most of the time I observed you, right? Strikes me that, like myself, and I admit, I'm often idle as Rome around me burns to the ground, right? And I think I'm often that way because I'm too comfortable, right? I'm comfortable, yeah. Therefore complacent. You know, and I feel like the majority of folks, and we'll call them the silent majority, you know, folks who believe in traditional American values, most of which are influenced by Judeo-Christian principles.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of them are guilty of complacency as well, being too comfortable. It's concerning, of course. But I will tell you, as a man just over 50 years old, who grew up in church from the time I was probably 4 or 5 years old, you know, all the way up until now, over my 50s, I've grown up exposed to biblical truth. I know what truth is. Truth lives within me. It's called Christianity.
Amen.
I've certainly tried, and I will say I have failed often, but I've certainly tried to live a Christ-like life. I've certainly attempted to bring up as best I could, probably failed sometimes, but tried the best I could to bring up my children such and lead my wife accordingly.
There's pretty good fruit on your tree, Michael, I can tell you that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. But I think what I would want to impress upon our listeners, right, most of whom I would suspect are of like-minded to us, you know, this silent majority, which does include black people, by the way. You know, this is
absolutely
not an exclusive white club. This is, you know, multiracial club, the silent majority. I would encourage all of us to, you know, guard our children, our young folks, youthful minds from the influences of secular social media.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of filth promulgated on there. It's just really just the devil's domain, quite honestly.
It is.
You know, and certainly if you're not yourself a good teacher, or if you don't necessarily feel the inclination to be a biblical teacher within your home, certainly you need to have your kids regularly exposed to a gospel-centered church.
Absolutely.
You know, on at least a weekly basis.
Teaching the Bible.
I mean... The Sunday morning priority for your house should not be getting out on the river in a boat, should not be going to the pool, should not be going on some sort of day vacation. It should be getting your kids exposed to biblical truth, especially in this day and age where Satan, as you stated so eloquently earlier from Scripture, lies, you know, holds sway over everyone.
First John 5:19.
Yep. So I guess the moral of the story is getting back to foundational, traditional Judeo-Christian principles in this country really starts at home. You know, it starts with fathers.
Thank you.
So I think that was probably the message I think we need to come away with today. And that does apply, you know, not only to white culture, or white people, but also applies to black folks.
You know, in any other color.
In any other color, you know. I think we need to be less concentrating on skin tone, and we need to be approaching things from spiritually correct versus spiritually wrong. You know, good
well
versus
said.
Evil.
Well said.
And I think if we counter and we combat evil and falseness at every opportunity that's presented to us or we encounter it, I think if everybody's doing that, everybody that's part of the silent majority that subscribes to, you know, godly traditional values, if every one of us took up the sword, if you will, and went to combat against lies and deception from Satan himself, largely represented by the Democrat Party, today's modern Democrat Party.
Why emphasize that?
Then, you know, ultimately we can turn the tide against the evil that's been influencing us.
Well, that is extremely well said. I say amen and amen. And what you have emphasized really is so important, that it's complacency and wealth and convenience that is devastating America, particularly the white population. We need to understand that we have to take our focus off the culture, and the white people are just as guilty in many cases as black folks as making the culture their God. We have to take the emphasis off that, put it on the fatherhood of God, only because we have come to faith through Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And then we will do what Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And when we keep his commandments, or as you rightly said, we do the best we can because we're going to fall short. But when that's our orientation, we create the culture of Christ. And that's going to be the subject the next couple of programs, the culture of Christ, as opposed to the culture of preference and convenience. Hey, thanks for listening today. We appreciate it. Mike, I appreciate you being here and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you.
God bless you. Folks, tune in next week. Bye-bye.